For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Hey, what's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, Jen Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Wednesday morning. Well, look, just an absolutely brutal performance by the Phils last night. I mean, really a disgrace in many ways. We'll talk about it extensively today. You know, not just last night, but obviously the last couple weeks, the last couple months. What in the world has happened to our fighting Phils? We'll get to that. We'll get to the Eagles, of course, their joint practice yesterday with the Patriots. Elliot Shore Parks will join us. The Eagles have a preseason game tomorrow against New England. So look, all of it on the table, obviously heaviest on the Phils with the debacle that we've seen lately. 215-592-9494. It's Rich.
Oh, hello, Joe.
Hello there, bud.
Geckos do not have eyelids.
Geckos?
Yeah, geckos.
Like the Geico?
So they can't blink.
Yes, like the Geico gecko.
Wait, correct, that's a real Joe. Animal?
No, Joe, come on, buddy.
No, is it really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I am serious.
You thought a gecko was a made-up thing
I
for a commercial?
Like, I thought it was like Ronald McDonald.
Oh, my God.
I mean, are there really Ronald McDonalds out there in the wilderness?
Dude.
I mean, they don't all talk and have an accent.
I mean, this is outrageous. Do we also have snuggle bears somewhere in the wilderness? Well, we have bears.
Dude.
Do we have,
yeah,
let me give
we
you
have
another
bears
one.
In the wilderness.
Do we have Tony the Tigers?
We have tigers.
We have tigers. Yeah. We got geckos in the
yeah,
world?
Yeah, they're real, buddy.
That's unbelievable.
Let's go.
All right, well. And well, we've deviated from the Phillies for a moment.
He's
flummoxed. I think I'm more flummoxed.
Well, so, and
we
also,
need a Twitter poll question of the day. How many people knew that a gecko was real?
Everyone.
A lot of people.
Truly, probably over. So, yeah, the gecko, man. And so they have to lick their eyeballs in order to keep their eyeballs working properly.
I suppose, look, they'd have to lick my eyeballs to keep my eyeballs open yesterday watching the freaking Phillies game. Talk about a game that felt like it was over in the first inning. All right, let's get to it. All right, the phone lines, ladies and gentlemen, are wide open for you. You know, we got this thing called Time's Yours, and that's 9:45, and that's your chance to, you know, get it off your chest or, you know, celebrate, right, or comment in any way. And that's, you know, 3 hours and 45 minutes from now. But until then, obviously, at 215-592-9494, we really want to hear from you.
So you're saying time's yours. Like,
yes.
Time's yours on the lines
like
as
right
well
now.
Today.
Like,
yes.
This is a four-hour live time's yours. That's, yeah, matter
of fact,
crank up the open. No, we don't need the open at time's yours. But look, obviously, 215-592-9494. Let me just say a few things here at the start. At a certain point, it's not about the stand. So I'm always aware when we start a show at 6 o'clock, you know, I'm sure some of you listening did not see the Phillies game last night. Maybe you went to bed pretty early. You know, maybe you didn't see any of it. Maybe you saw all of it. Maybe you saw part of it. I'm always aware of that when our show starts at this time. All right. Let me just say this. For those of you that missed it, it was a disgrace. Okay, I just want to frame that early. I just want to frame that early for those of you that missed it. Those of you that saw it know what I'm talking about. All right. Now, let's start with this. At a certain point, it's not about the standings. Yes, the Phillies are still, you know, fairly up in the NL East, six games, although it went from 7-6 yesterday. But it's not, it's a little bit about the standings, but it's not really about, it's about the product. It's about the effort. This is a lousy product with lousy effort these days. It is hard to watch. It is a listless team with listless body language and a performance that freaking stinks. Look, let me tell you something. Last night was a disgrace, but it's not the only one recently. And I'm not going to go like so far over the top where I declare the season over. No, season's not over. But this team is too good to be playing like this. There's too much talent to be playing like this. You know, I mean, and I'm not even really going to do much today on Taiwan, who obviously stinks. All right, it's Jake Arrieta all over again at the end, minus the accomplishment prior to getting here. Arrieta actually had been a really good pitcher at one point.
Taiwan,
yeah,
he won a Cy Young.
Yeah. Taiwan was never that, but he had, you know, some accomplishment. Taiwan's done. But here's the problem. That game should not have been done when Taiwan gave up two runs in the first inning, but anyone who watched it last night knew it was. The game was over in the first inning, and that should not be the case. What happened to our fighting Phils? Where's the fight? Where's the heart? Where is the skill? What happened to our squad, ladies and gentlemen? 215-592-9494.
Yeah, Joe, that's a great word. Disgrace is the... I wrote it down, too. Last night was a disgrace. The last month has been a disgrace. And the players are playing disgracefully. They are not disgraceful players. They are not bad people. They are playing collectively as poorly as we've ever seen.
They really are.
And that amazes me because I thought we had better leadership than that. Now, it's not too late. We can fix this.
No, that's
we
right.
can pull this thing back. But Rob Thompson, you've got to get a hold of it too. It's the leaders, the players that are leaders, the old heads. You've got to get a hold of this. I don't know if you guys do the team meeting thing. I think now's a great time for the team meeting thing. You need to bring guys together into a room and figure out why this has gone too far, why it's strayed so far from the World Series recipe, because it has. It needs to get fixed. If that's your leading style. Now, I don't know if that's the way that they do it. It's all about attitude and toughness. I would stand up in front of that team and say, who's the toughest guy in this room? We need you to help us fix this.
It's mental toughness.
We need you to help us pull through this. Yes, these dog days. These are the times that are hardest. We need mental and physical toughness. Who amongst you will lead us? Like, this is the time. So, Rob Thompson, also, though, you need to Silent Bob their asses. You need to do that thing, like, at the end of Clerks, where Silent Bob, who doesn't say anything the whole movie, finally, when he says something, it carries so much weight. Rob Thompson, you have been the good guy. You've been the good cop all along. They love you for that. Now's the time to crack down and open up a can of whoop-ass.
I agree with you, John.
You can pull it off, and it will carry weight. It will resonate with that clubhouse.
No, John, I agree.
Now's the time to pull it out.
Look, I agree with that 1,000,000%. I mean, 215-592-9494 for everyone to comment. I mean, again, if you missed it, just know this. In a certain way, you're lucky you missed it. Because it was hard to watch. James, did it feel like the game to you was over in the first inning?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
2-0.
First inning,
done.
It was, right?
Done. I had zero faith or belief they were going to come back. I watched that game almost like just a funeral march. Honestly, I was like, all right, let's get to the end of this thing and then melt down tomorrow morning because it's time to freaking melt down about this.
No, it really is. I mean, and look, guys, we know they still have a good record. I mean, they're 69-50. We know they're still, you know, 6 games up on the Braves. You know, like, they're still very, very likely going to make the playoffs. They're 10 games up on a playoff spot. They're not going to not make the playoffs.
Right.
But the thing about it is, it really, and a couple weeks ago when we first broached this, maybe 3 weeks ago, maybe two, when we referenced the 2023 Eagles, I mean, there was some initial pushback, like, how dare you disrespect this Phillies team and what they accomplished in the first 3 months.
Yeah, I was thinking that was an overreaction. But now, if you're Rob Thompson or if you're a leader of this baseball team, you just cite the facts and you can remind guys how dire this situation
is. We as Philadelphia sports fans, we just saw it last fall into the winter. Now, it's not all the way there. They haven't lost the playoff game yet. They're not down 27-0 to the Giants in week 18,
right?
You know, in the first half. But, like, it's not there yet, but they're in, like, the week 14 mode right now, week 15.
Exactly.
This is like the Seattle. This is like the when they lost to Seattle, and it's like, wait a minute here. This is starting to feel, this is like, it shouldn't be here.
We're 7-16 since the All-Star break. Our run differential, minus 25 in the last 23 games. Before the All-Star break, we were plus 110 run differential. The team ERA, the team ERA since the All-Star break is over 5.
The debacle.
Remember the first half where we were like, okay, look at Ranger up there at the top of all of baseball, up there with like a 1.22 ERA or something like that. Our team ERA after the All-Star break is now 5.07.
Yeah.
That does not get it done.
Well, and neither does, you know, like, if you played the game, who's holding up their end of the bargain? Yeah. I mean, it's a small list. I think it's Zach Wheeler And I don't know, maybe one or two of the relievers, and like that's
Edmundo it. Edmundo Sosa?
Yeah, I mean,
I'm serious. That's what I mean. Like, we're talking, like, he's fine. Like, that's where we're at.
It's really
Nick
bad. Lately, he's been better.
Yeah.
All right, 215-592-9494. We're also going to get into what to do about it. It's not, look, half the show obviously is about complaining, lamenting, expressing our frustration, which we got to do. I mean, we're humans, and it's freaking frustrating right now. So totally, that's on the table and available for you at 215-592-9494. The other big thing, and it's not that easy to figure out, frankly, is what to do about it. Who do you want to sit? Do you want to cut someone? Do you think Rob Thompson's job should be on the line before the playoffs begin? I mean, I'm just posing that question. I mean, I remember the Devils 1 year fired their coach right before the playoffs.
Yes, they did.
And they freaking won the Stanley Cup.
Well, Jack McKeon, right in baseball.
Jack McKeon.
They fired a third of the way into the season, whatever.
Right.
And that dude at 80 or 70-something years old, let him to the World Series
I mean,
win.
The Phillies in 83 fired their manager when they were in first place. And they got to the World Series. So here's the thing. What do you think should be done about it? Batting order, pitchers, manager, all on the table. 215-592-9494. Jota Cameron, John Ritchie, it's 94 WIP.
Don't put off your home projects another second. Contact Horizon Services today. From fixing leaky pipes to upgrading landscape light, Horizon Services licensed technicians can handle any issues your house can throw at them. And with $50 off plumbing and electrical repairs, Horizon Services will make sure this is a stress-free summer. Do you need a plumber or an electrician today? With Horizon Services, help is on the way. That's right. Horizon offers same-day service, day or night, 24/7. Horizon Services offers you free same-day estimates and guaranteed repairs. Whether your hot water isn't working, you've got a clogged drain, need a repair for your home generator or anything else, Horizon's licensed expert technicians will keep your home running efficiently. And with Horizon Services, you know the job's going to be done right.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, boy. It's one of those days. Seltzer's on it. Look, I just want to say one more thing, and then we're going right to the calls, because, you know, this is a day for you to really vent. So Rhea just referenced the Chicago White Sox in her update, of which, you know, as she said, the Phillies were the second worst record in baseball the last couple weeks, in front of only the White Sox. Just know this about the White Sox. They have a legitimate chance to break the record for the worst record of all time.
They're going
to
be the worst team of our lifetime.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's for sure.
For sure.
But they might be the worst team of all lifetimes.
Oh, it's possible.
I mean, guys, they are 29-92. So what the 62 Mets did when they went 42-120, like, it's very possible the White Sox might have the worst record in modern baseball history.
Modern, yeah, because the Cleveland Spiders back in the
since 1900. So just know this. If you're only in front of them in the last couple weeks,
pretty bad.
Like, that is a freaking disgrace. To the phones we go, 215-592-9494. And I don't want to hear they're tired. I don't want to hear it. You know who's also tired? The other 30 teams or 29 teams that have played close to 120 games this year. I don't want to hear about tired. Because by the way, if we're going to apply that to the freaking Eagles last year and their debacle of a disgrace of a freaking decline, then why didn't the Chiefs debacle, disgrace, decline? The Chiefs played just as many games the prior year as the Eagles did. They won that game in 2022, and then they won that game again in 2023. So I don't want to hear about tired. I don't. I get the dog days to an extent.
And they played more games the year before
too. Yeah, enough. No tired, none of it. Phones. Craig. Craig, good morning, buddy.
Throw the hammer at the camera.
What's up, Craig?
What's up, brother?
Always good hearing from you, Craig.
Greetings to the best damn sports morning show in the world. Brother, it's been a while, brother, but good to talk to y'all, man. How's everybody doing?
Doing great, Craig.
What's up, John? How y'all doing? Okay.
Awesome.
Listen, Joe, I know, Joe, listen, man. You know, Joe, man, before I get started, dude, listen, you better stop saying what schools you went to, brother, because that Geico one, brother, that gecko, man, they're going to write you off for not knowing what a freaking gecko is.
I had no idea, man. What are you doing, man? Absolutely. I'm shocked. I don't know who's more shocked. You guys.
Thought it was like a smurf? You're like, you almost thought it was like a creation of just like Hollywood.
Yeah, like Gumbo or Gumby, whatever his name was. Yeah, like one of those things.
Like Gumbo.
You know what I mean. Gumby.
Wow. You're on a roll. You're on fire today.
Gumbo soup.
Yeah.
All right, Craig, what do you got on the Phillies?
Listen, man, I'm glad we can laugh a little bit about it. But, you know, Joe, this is what's crazy. You know, me and my brother, it's to the point, Joe, because you guys know I'm down in D.C., and it's just, you know, I rep my Phillies, Eagles, Flyers, Sixers all the time. You know, so it's no shame in my game and where my fandom is. But it's just so painful, man. And then, like I said, I can't even watch the games anymore, Joe. That's how bad it is. We got this thing where, well, maybe if we don't watch, maybe they'll win. You know what I'm saying? It's like you're peeking at the
Yeah, you got into a superstitious mode. I got you.
I'm not superstitious on this one, Joe, because it's so painful. And here's my thing, Joe. I don't know if anybody remembers this, but remember, you know, that pitcher Soto, he sucked. But remember, he made a comment, went out the door. And a lot of us said, oh, screw him. He don't know what he, whatever. But he made a comment that, you know, the GM, the manager.
Rob Thompson,
geez, yeah. I can't remember his name. Yep. But he made a comment that Topper, these guys don't know their place in the rotation. They don't know their place, their proper positioning because they're
all. Well, but Craig, here's the one thing. Here's what I'll push back on that. So I think Soto was out of line on that front, and I'll tell you why. I think anyone that's watched the season, we know. If they don't know the players, then they're dumb, and I don't think they're dumb. Okay, because we know watching the games exactly what everyone's place is. The bottom line is, and let's talk about bullpen. And Craig, great call. Always good hearing from you, my man. In a close game, you're up one, you're down one. You're up two, you're down two. Seventh, eighth, ninth inning. It's been very simple all year. Now, until the last month, it was Alvarado. Now he's like in a little bit gray area. It was obviously Hoffman. It was obviously Strom. It was obviously Kirkering. Not in that order, but they were the four guys primarily that would get used. When things were a little bit more like it's a three-run game or it's the sixth inning and it's a two-run game, that was Sir Anthony. Soto was the closest to Sir Anthony, probably next behind him. And then the other guys were up four and it's the ninth. We're up six and it's the ninth inning, or we're down five and it's
Ruiz.
Ruiz and whoever all those guys were.
Yeah.
So I don't want to hear the freaking Gregory Soto complain he didn't know his role. I knew his role.
Yeah.
All right. I knew his role, so he should have known his role. He was upset with his role because he was.
That's the key word. That's the difference.
But that's
he was perturbed that his role had, you know, it had been announced.
He was properly slotted in given
compared
his performance.
To the other
it's
guys?
Like Taiwan last year. Taiwan was upset when he didn't get to pitch in October. Boo hoo, buddy.
It's a
too
meritocracy.
Bad. Freaking pitch
exactly.
Better.
Pitch better, and then you can pitch.
Yeah. So I hear you, Craig, on trying to discern whether there's something in that clubhouse that Rob Thompson's not reading right. I don't buy that as it relates to Soto and the usage of the pitchers. I might buy it in other ways, but not that way. Joe in Northeast Philadelphia. Joe, good morning.
Hey guys and girls. How are you?
What's up, Joe?
In reference to the Phillies, you know, I'm glad the Braves are going to put pressure on them. Number one thing. I've been listening to a couple of the Braves. They just won two extra inning games against Frisco, all right, and they're 9-4 in extra inning games. Phillies are 6-8, and
we're six games up on them.
Yeah, six. But I'm saying the Phillies' record in extra inning games are 6-8, and those extra inning games have exposed how this team is flawed, and those ghost runners, they can't move them right. So I've been calling other shows and clamoring. I never saw this young kid play down for the Iron Pigs. His name is Cal Stevenson. So I got tickets to go out to this past Sunday's game for my daughter and I. Well, after Hayes got injured, they brought him up, and thank goodness for the kid. So Sunday, while we were at the game, they announced he's going to be in the lineup. All right. So I get to the car after the game, and he's up the bat.
So is any good? Yeah, we're looking for solutions here.
This is what I'm trying to tell you, Joe.
Flash in the pan.
This is where we're at. What's his name? Cal Ripken?
Stevenson.
No, he's so close.
He's a 27-year-old rookie. All right.
All right. Listen.
But
Joe, your point is give him a shot instead of who?
No. Well, they had him in. He should have been starting already on there.
All right, Joe. I got you, my man. Joe gets a little. I love Joe. He gets a little long-winded sometimes. Just give me the point.
He believes in Cal.
Here's my deal. If this is a term paper, tell me at the top of sentence, what is your point? It sounds like his point was play Cal Stevenson.
What's the headline?
Instead of who?
At least he had something on his term paper, right? Instead of just not writing it to the
All right, Rhea, how frustrated are you?
No, I'm angry.
Yeah.
I panic early and often. So I was panicked 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
Just watching this team, they're completely lost in like every single layer. Brayson Stott and Brandon Marsh cannot be playing anymore right now. I ran this by James, who called me aggressive.
Was this last week?
No,
just now this morning.
Okay.
I said I wouldn't do it, but it's aggressive.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
I would, you know, if you can, Stott needs to work on his swing. Whatever they tinkered with him at the plate has been an utter disaster.
Are you saying minor leagues?
Yeah, send him down.
Are you really?
I want call up Justin Crawford and Nathan Miller.
That's the aggressive part. I mean, they are super young. Justin Crawford just got promoted to Double A two weeks ago.
Well, other teams call up 20-year-olds.
All right, so one of those
20-year-olds have usually played in Double A.
All right,
it's really rare to go from high A to the majors.
One of the things here we're looking for today are solutions. Possible solutions, ideas. Obviously, half the show is about venting and expressing frustration, but the other half is what can you do about it? All right, so here are my thoughts. Obviously, that is aggressive if you were to send Bryson Stott down. Now, the two guys that I can remember that were pretty established major leaguers that got sent down by the Phillies at a certain point, Alvarado a couple years ago after he had been with the Devil Rays for a few years. And
did you go Devil Rays?
Yeah, what's the name?
The Rays? The Devil Rays for like 20 years.
Well, whatever. I still call them Angels. What are the Angels? Anaheim, California, whatever
the
they
Devil
are.
Rays.
Miami's changed their name a million times.
Yeah, I mean, Miami Stadium was Joe Robbie, and then it was like Frank Robbie, and then it was Sam Robbie, and then it's probably something.com. Mm-hmm. So, all right. So, and then obviously Brett Myers got sent down in 07?
Yeah, before.
I think he then came back as a reliever, and that's when he pitched the Phillies to the playoffs as the closer in the final 2 months or so. Listen, James, let's start with this. Does Bryson Stott have options? I have no idea.
I don't know. I could look it up. I'm not sure.
Probably. I don't remember him coming up and down a bunch.
I would assume he does. Yeah, most likely he does. I just don't know for sure.
All right, John, the Bryson Stott, go get your head right for 2 weeks. Go to the minor leagues, kid. What do you think?
I don't know. I don't think that's... what we need to do. I don't think that desperate measure needs to go.
You could play at second base.
Sosa. I understand. Edmundo a lot.
Right.
But I also like Bryson Stott, and I feel like at any moment he could emerge from the other side of this.
His defense is the only thing that's keeping him.
No, I think his past accomplishment is keeping him up.
That's true.
I think either way, if nothing else, it should be a platoon. It should be right now, today, every time there's a lefty on the hill, Edmundo Sosa should be playing. End of discussion.
I agree with that.
Sure. That sounds good.
Yeah,
that could help Bryson get back into the swing of things.
All right, AMA, by the way, today at 7, you ask, we answer. So get some good creative questions in. We'll get to AMA at 7. Your phone calls in the Phils. Again, half the show, complaints. Whack away. This is whack-a-mole day for them. Whack away. They deserve it. But the other thing is solutions, potential solutions, ideas. What should be done? What in the hell should be done? Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.
Colonial Marble and Granite is here to help you beat the summer heat with stone cold savings on the region's widest selection of natural and fabricated stone. Right now, you can get 20% off fully installed countertops starting at $2,999, plus a 23-inch stainless steel sink on them. Colonial Marble and Granite's expert specialists will fully install up to 40 square feet of promotional marble, natural stone, and quartz. With Colonial's comprehensive service, they'll be there with you from start to finish, from design and fabrication to delivery and installation, so you can just chill out and let them do all the work. Visit a Colonial showroom in Philadelphia, King of Prussia, or Harrisburg to discover their high-quality selection of natural and engineered stone materials and take advantage of these discounts.
Oh, man. I wish we could... What could we say here, Devin? Have the commercial break banter in this room recorded?
I so wish that everyone could hear what we talk about in commercial. What John?
I'm very happy.
John, do I have permission to say what you just said? I think I do. I mean, I right?
Yeah, sure.
All right. So right as we're about to turn the microphones on, this is what John says.
I don't remember this stuff. Like, it actually is interesting to hear what's said.
Well, this happened about,
Joe remembers everything.
This happened about 23 seconds ago.
But I don't remember this.
24, remember 25 seconds
25,
ago.
How would I remember that?
26 seconds ago.
You tell John Ritchie, have you ever met John before?
I have.
It is so far gone.
John's words, as chronicled by me and Devin, we're talking to him and listening. John said, quote, "There are some weird people out there. I hope I'm not one of them."
Said almost like wistfully. I hope I'm not. Wait, was it, I wonder if I'm one of them, or I hope I'm not one of them?
Well, maybe it was wonder. Dream on, buddy.
I love it, though. The topics of Richie and commercial breaks.
All right, 215-592-9494. Devin, what should be done about the Phillies? I mean, we all have our frustrations. What can they do?
I wish I knew. I genuinely wish I knew. I was actually talking to John Kruk last night.
Yeah, look at your little knee. Oh, the name
no big deal there, huh?
All right.
The dismissive name drop.
Oh, okay. Bang. I was talking to Kruk. I was talking to Mickey Mantle. Barry Bonds and I were hanging out. Babe Ruth and I were talking with the Phil. All right, go ahead.
You guys are buds. Is this the first time you've met and talked? Or
no,
do you guys talk all the time?
I love Krucky. He's the best.
Best pal.
By the way, you love
Krucky?
By the way, yes. Devin just did something that is very interesting.
Krucky.
Those that really know Kruk call him Krucky.
Uh-huh.
Fans call him Krucker. So Devin's on the inside there. She's got all right, he's Krucky to you.
We're certified besties.
All right, so what's the scoop?
Do you hug?
I don't.
Why do you gotta make it weird, John?
Besties hug.
Krucky doesn't seem to be a hugger.
Am I one of the weird guys out there or not?
Can I make my Phillies point or not?
And by the way, yes, John, you've confirmed you're weird. Okay. So, all right, go ahead.
We were chatting and we're all just extremely frustrated. And I agree with Rhea. At this point, I'm angry. Like you mentioned, it's similar to the Eagles against Seattle. I feel like we're past that point. I mean, this is bad. I was at the game last night. Again, fans were booing in the first inning. It was just...
Yeah, you could hear it on
the
11th
stretch of the game. It was awful. And
rightfully so, by the way.
I said to Kruk, I'm like, I miss when the Phillies were fun to watch.
Yep.
I was thinking about the London game, the first London game, and how much fun it was. Because we just knew that the Phillies were going to come out and they were going to play well.
Yep.
Even if they lost, it was still going to be probably a close game.
And a clean game.
And a clean game. Yep. And he was like, I don't know if I can remember the last game that was fun from the Phillies.
Jeez.
And I think that's the issue. They don't look like they're having a good time out there. The body language is awful. I have no answers. And I feel like the Phillies don't either. And that's what really concerns me.
So, I hear you. And look, I remember the feeling in London was, for me, a source of pride. Like, and by the way, same thing when we watch it at the ballpark, Citizens Bank. But, I mean, the London thing was very unique.
But doesn't that feel like a totally different team now?
100%.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Which is exactly what happened to the Eagles.
Yep.
They were 10-1. They were fight through adversity. The Phillies weren't necessarily fight through adversity in the first 2 months. They were just, we're gonna storm your camp and kick your ass.
And
have fun. And the town's on the ride with this.
Yep.
And, like, the Eagles thing was, like, more of a grind. But it was a similar level of excellence. I mean, it was a better winning percentage, if you will. And then it hit a brick wall, and they stayed with the brick wall, and it just got worse. I mean, anyway.
So how do we shock the goodness?
Rob Thompson needs to go.
I think he can go nuclear. I think it's time for him to go crazy.
I was going to say postal, and then I was going to say minus the gun. John says nuclear, drop a nuke. All right.
Yeah. Nuke them. No, but seriously, you can also, let's make an we can make an example of some guys like Taiwan Walker. Do I want Taiwan Walker around?
Well, he's not going to be here. No, he's
see ya, Taiwan. Yeah. Like, it's time to start getting real with some of these disposable,
the problem
let's be
is,
honest,
I don't
players.
Think the Taiwan thing shakes the team. Like, Taiwan, yes, he will be removed.
But it does send a message.
It sends a message, but not much.
Not Taiwan.
They knew, everybody in that clubhouse knew, Taiwan was given a chance last night. The chance might be one start, it might be three starts, but it's, hey, dude, go
He was given a chance because of his contract.
He was. No, that's right. That's correct. Yeah. So, but yes, I don't expect him to be in the rotation much longer, and it could be over as soon as tomorrow. They say, all right, dude, enough, okay, enough. But they got a different issue today. The issue today isn't Taiwan. It's the other 25 players that have been here the last few months. It's Stott. Matter of fact, let's get to today's Twitter poll question of the day, because we got a lot on the table, and of course you can weigh in on all this at 215-592-9494. We also have the Twitter poll questions, which are brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Whether you want gas or electric, Armin has an Equinox for you. Armin's offering great savings on all Equinoxes. Together, let's drive, ArminChevy.com. So we have put together two different poll questions to talk about who we're frustrated with and concerned about. One is a group of hitters. The second poll question is a group of pitchers. Because, like, we just had more than four names to put in a poll, and that's all Twitter gives us. First, the hitters. Whose struggles concern you the most? The four choices: Brandon Marsh, JT, Bryson Stott, Trey Turner. Notice different levels of accomplishment in the past, different levels of struggle. So, you know, your
this
answer
is not easy.
It's not easy. It's not easy.
I don't know what my answer is.
I got to
right
think about that
bat.
Too.
So it's pretty easy for me.
Who? I got Trey an answer. Turner. Yeah, it's Trey Turner. I'm with Rhea.
Yeah, because you know, obviously, he was brought here in part also because his ability to steal bases.
Yep.
He won't even try. I mean, literally, Rob Thompson last night said, let me get this out of the way. He's healthy. He's just tentative. I can't have that.
You know, I get, so I'm less inclined to vote
Why?
For Trey.
The reason I'm voting for Trey is not the stolen bases. It's that he's by far the most important guy on that list. Like,
contract-wise.
Player-wise. Like,
well, yeah, he's supposed to be a top 10 to 15 player.
Forget the contract. I'm talking about if I want this team to win right now, if I want this team to turn around, and whose struggles are concerning me, like, which of those players has to be better the most? It's got to be Trey Turner. Like, he's the most important guy.
So I was just saying,
that's why his struggles concern me the most, because I need him the most.
I'd be inclined to vote for
Be running. Why would he not be running more?
He's afraid of the hamstring. He's afraid of it.
It's been a long time.
It's the only thing. If he's not hurt, he's afraid to get hurt.
That could be. Look, I would be inclined to vote for Stott, because what we're seeing here is he might not be a Philly in 2 years or a year. Like, you know, now, and that to me was not on the table in April.
I mean, will say, like, I'm not super concerned long term about Stott. I'm concerned about him getting it back this season. We might not see him play well this season, but we see this in baseball a lot, where guys have a good year early in their career, fall back down, and then come back. So, like, I mean, Boehm had similar type
things.
But
you also have guys you think are going to be your dude,
right,
and then aren't. Like Juan Samuel, 1984.
Yeah.
I thought Juan Samuel was going to be
a thousand stolen bases.
Yeah, I thought he was going to be a Philly until the year 2000.
Well, he did get Lenny Dykstra. I mean,
no,
like,
but he wasn't that good.
No, I agree. And Stott might not be that good. I'm just saying I don't think, like, he's this bad.
All right, so now let's get to the pitchers. Four pitchers, again, same question. Whose struggles concern you the most? We got one reliever, three starters. Again, different levels of accomplishment, different levels of struggles. Who concerns you the most? Alvarado, Nola, Christopher Sanchez, Ranger. I'd say of those four, Nola's been the best of those four lately, but I think you can make a strong case he's the most important of those four. Like, you know, Aaron Nola's getting the ball game two of the playoffs, period, end of story. It's going to happen. I mean, he's going to, I don't care if he has a 5 ERA the rest of the way. Rob Thompson's giving him the ball in game two of the playoffs, period, end of story.
Oh, does Rob trust his guys? I didn't know that. Cool.
And I think Nola will be. I can trust him in that situation, too.
Well, last year we saw when he struggled quite a bit, and then in October, supercharged it quickly. So, all right, all of this on the table, 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Steve. He's calling from Willow Grove. What's up, Steve?
Alexa, stop.
Go, Steve!
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning, buddy.
Hi, Steve.
Alexa, stop.
I was listening to some tunes. But hey, Before I get started, let's talk about something great first, okay?
Yep.
So, Grandmaster Hammer, that last performance, sensational.
Thank you, sir.
That's an inappropriate
great
nickname.
Way to start the call, Steve. What are you doing here?
Grand,
is this sarcasm? We're already down today. No, it's not. Steve's the one who got him the belt. Steve's like the biggest Hammer guy out there.
Listen, let me tell you something. I love you, Steve.
You should, all right?
47.5 seconds. He went 5-0.
Oh, enough already, Steve.
I wish the Phillies could understand your greatness, okay?
Steve, let me tell you something. My name and the word master have been put together many times in many sentences, never so accurately as Grand Master Hammer. Thank you, sir.
Exactly.
All right, give me what you got on the Phils.
It's Wacky Wednesday. It's time to whack, okay? You got to get rid of... You say time to whack?
What?
Let's not explore that.
Yeah. Let's leave that one alone, I think. Okay,
good. Going Sopranos.
Grand Master Joe on Wacky Wednesday.
All right. Steve, give me some kind of salient Phillies point here.
Grandmaster Hammer. Get it right. Come on.
All right, Steve.
Perfection here.
Steve, did you call in just to shine Joe on today? What are we doing here?
All right. Steve, a good call, I suppose. 215-592.
Really? You'd think so, wouldn't you?
94-94. All right. By the way, today when you call in, you got a shot to win a really cool prize. It's a pair of tickets. This is really cool. To see the Eagles and the Packers from the link. So when they play this game in Brazil, the Eagles actually are going to have the doors to the link open. You got to have a pair of tickets. This is the Eagles' official season kickoff watch party, and they are going to house, I don't know how many fans, probably thousands, at the link to watch the Eagles and Packers on these big LED screens. How cool is that? So that's on the table today at 215-592-9494. You got to answer this question, though, in honor or dishonor of our not-so-fightin' Phils, because this has been a major bummer. And we're only calling it a bummer for now. It might be a catastrophe in, you know, October 1st. But, okay, for now, it's a serious bummer. We'll ask you, what was a bummer? Now, let me put one caveat in here. We're not looking for tragedies. We understand there's been major tragedies in the world that far exceed the word bummer. We're not. Oh, man. I wish we could, what could we say here, Devin? Have the commercial break banter in this room recorded?
I so wish that everyone could hear what we talk about in commercial. What John?
I'm very happy.
John, do I have permission to say what you just said? I think I do. I mean, I right?
Yeah, sure.
All right, so right as we're about to turn the microphones on. This is what John says.
I don't remember this stuff. Like, it actually is interesting to hear what's
well,
said.
This happened about,
Joe remembers everything.
This happened about 23 seconds ago.
But I don't remember this.
How are you supposed to remember 25 seconds
25,
ago?
How would I remember that?
26 seconds ago.
You know John Ritchie. Have you ever met John before?
I have.
It is so far gone at this point.
John's words, as chronicled by me and Devin, we're talking to him and listening. John said, quote, "There are some weird people out there. I hope I'm not one of them."
Said almost like wistfully. I hope I'm not. Wait, was it, I wonder if I'm one of them, or I hope I'm not one of them?
Well, maybe it was wonder. Dream on, buddy.
I love it, though. The topics of Richie and commercial breaks.
All right, 215-592-9494. Devin, what should be done about the Phillies? I mean, we all have our frustrations. What can they do?
I wish I knew. I genuinely wish I knew. I was actually talking to John Kruk last night.
Yeah, look at your little knee.
No big deal there, huh?
All right.
The dismissive name drop.
Oh, okay. Bang. I was talking to Kruk. I was talking to Mickey Mantle.
It's fine.
Barry Bonds and I were hanging out. Babe Ruth and I were talking with the Phil. All right, go ahead.
You guys are buds. Is this the first time you've met and talked? Or
no,
do you guys talk all the time?
I love Krucky. He's the best.
Best pals.
By the way, you love
Krucky?
By the way, yes. Devin just did something that is very interesting.
Krucky.
Those that really know Kruk call him Krucky.
Uh-huh.
Fans call him Krucker. So Devin's on the inside there. She's got all right, he's Krucky to you.
We're certified besties.
All right, so what's the scoop?
Do you hug?
I don't.
Why do you gotta make it weird, John?
Besties hug.
Krucky doesn't seem to be a hugger.
Am I one of the weird guys out there or not?
Can I make my Phillies point or not?
And by the way, John, you've confirmed you're weird. Okay. So, all right, go ahead.
We were chatting and we're all just extremely frustrated. And I agree with Rhea. At this point, I'm angry. Like you mentioned, it's similar to the Eagles against Seattle. I feel like we're past that point. I mean, this is bad. I was at the game last night. Again, fans were booing in the first inning. It was just...
Yeah, you could hear it on
the
11th
stretch of the game. It was awful. And
rightfully so, by the way.
I said to Kruk, I'm like, I miss when the Phillies were fun to watch.
Yep.
I was thinking about the London game, the first London game, and how much fun it was. because we just knew that the Phils were going to come out and they were going to play well.
Yep.
Even if they lost, it was still going to be a probably a close game.
And a clean game.
And a clean game. Yep. And he was like, I don't know if I can remember the last game that was fun from the Phillies.
Jeez.
And I think that's the issue. They don't look like they're having a good time out there. The body language is awful. I have no answers, and I feel like the Phillies don't either, and that's what really concerns me.
So, yeah, no, I hear you. And look, I remember the feeling in London was, for me, a source of pride. Like, and by the way, same thing when we watch it at the ballpark, you know, Citizens Bank. But, I mean, the London thing was very unique.
But doesn't that feel like a totally different team now?
100%.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Which is exactly what happened to the Eagles.
Yep.
And they were 10-1. They were fight through adversity. The Phillies weren't necessarily fight through adversity in the first 2 months. They were just, we're gonna storm your camp and kick your ass.
And
have fun. And the town's on the ride with this.
Yep.
And, like, the Eagles thing was, like, more of a grind. But it was a similar level of excellence. I mean, it was a better winning percentage, if you will. And then it hit a brick wall, and they stayed with the brick wall, and it just got worse. I mean, anyway.
So how do we shock the goodness?
Rob Thompson needs to go.
I think he can go nuclear. It's time for him to go crazy.
I was going to say postal, and then I was going to say minus the gun. John says nuclear. Drop a nuke. All right.
Yeah. Nuke them. No, but seriously, you can also, let's make an we can make an example of some guys like Taiwan Walker. Do I want Taiwan Walker around?
Well, he's not going to be here. No, he's
see ya, Taiwan. Yeah. Like, it's time to start getting real with some of these disposable.
The problem is, I don't think the Taiwan thing shakes the team. Like, Taiwan, yes, he will be removed.
But it does send a message.
But not much.
Not Taiwan.
They knew. Everybody in that clubhouse knew Taiwan was given a chance last night. The chance might be one start. It might be three starts. But it's, hey, dude, go.
He was given a chance because of his contract.
He was. No, that's right. Yeah. That's correct. Yeah. So, but yes, I don't expect him to be in the rotation much longer. And it could be over as soon as tomorrow. They say, all right, dude, enough. Okay, enough. But they got a different issue today. The issue today isn't Taiwan. It's the other 25 players that have been here the last few months. It's Stott. Matter of fact, let's get to today's Twitter poll question of the day, because we got a lot on the table, and of course you can weigh in on all this at 215-592-9494. We also have the Twitter poll questions, which are brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Whether you want gas or electric, Armin has an Equinox for you. Armin's offering great savings on all Equinoxes. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. So we have put together two different poll questions to talk about who we're frustrated with and concerned about. One is a group of hitters. The second poll question is a group of pitchers. Because, like, we just had more than four names to put in a poll, and that's all Twitter gives us. First, the hitters. Whose struggles concern you the most? The four choices: Brandon Marsh, JT, Bryson Stott, Trey Turner. Notice different levels of accomplishment in the past, different levels of struggle. So, you know, your
this
answer
is not easy.
It's not easy. It's not easy.
I don't know what my answer is.
I got to
right
think about that
bat.
Too. So
it's pretty easy for me. Who?
I got an answer. Yeah, it's Trey Turner. I'm with Rhea.
Yeah, because you know, obviously, he was brought here in part also because his ability to steal bases.
Yep.
He won't even try. I mean, literally, Rob Thompson last night said, let me get this out of the way. He's healthy. He's just tentative. I can't have that.
You know, I get, so I'm less inclined to vote
Why?
For Trey.
The reason I'm voting for Trey is not the stolen bases. It's that he's by far the most important guy on that list. Like,
contract-wise.
Player-wise. Like,
well, yeah, he's supposed to be a top 10 to 15 player.
Forget the contract. I'm talking about if I want this team to win right now, if I want this team to turn around, and whose struggles are concerning me, like, which of those players has to be better the most? It's got to be Trey Turner. Like, he's the most important guy.
So I was just saying,
that's why his struggles concern me the most, because I need him the most.
I'd be inclined to vote for
Be running. Why would he not be running more?
He's afraid of the hamstring. He's afraid of it.
It's been a long time.
It's the only thing. If he's not hurt, he's afraid to get hurt.
That could be. Look, I would be inclined to vote for Stott, because what we're seeing here is he might not be a Philly in 2 years or a year. Like, you know, now, and that to me was not on the table in April.
I mean, will say, like, I'm not super concerned long term about Stott. I'm concerned about him getting it back this season. We might not see him play well this season, but we see this in baseball a lot, where guys have a good year early in their career, fall back down, and then come back. So, like, I mean, Boehm had similar type
things.
But
you also have guys you think are going to be your dude,
right,
and then aren't. Like Juan Samuel, 1984. Yeah. I thought Juan Samuel was going to be
1,000 stolen bases.
Yeah, I thought he was going to be a Philly until the year 2000.
Well, he did get Lenny Dykstra. I mean,
no,
like,
but he wasn't that good.
No, I agree. And Stott might not be that good. I'm just saying I don't think like he's this bad.
All right, so now let's get to the pitchers. Four pitchers again. Same question: whose struggles concern you the most? We got one reliever, three starters. Again, different levels of accomplishment, different levels of struggles. Who concerns you the most? Alvarado, Nola, Christopher Sanchez, Ranger. I'd say of those four, Nola's been the best of those four lately, but I think you can make a strong case he's the most important of those four. Like, you know Aaron Nola's getting the ball game two of the playoffs, period, end of story. It's going to happen. I mean, he's going to – I don't care if he has a 5 ERA the rest of the way. Rod Thompson's giving him the ball in game two of the playoffs, period, end of story.
Oh, does Rob trust his guys? I didn't know that. Wow, cool.
And I think Nola will be – I can trust him in that situation, too.
Well, last year we saw when he struggled quite a bit, and then in October, supercharged it quickly. So, all right, all of this on the table, 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Steve. He's calling from Willow Grove. What's up, Steve?
Alexa, stop.
Go, Steve!
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning, buddy.
Hi, Steve.
Alexa, stop.
I was listening to something too much. But hey, Before I get started, let's talk about something great first, okay?
Yep.
So, Grandmaster Hammer, that last performance, sensational.
Thank you, sir.
That's an inappropriate
Great way to start the call, Steve. What are you doing here?
Grand,
we're already down today. No, it's not. Steve's the one who got him the belt. Steve's like the biggest Hammer guy out there.
Listen, let me tell you something. I love you, Steve.
You should, all right?
47 and a half seconds. He went 5-0.
Oh, enough already, Steve.
I wish the Phillies could understand your greatness, okay?
Steve, let me tell you something. But my name and the word master have been put together many times in many sentences, never so accurately as Grand Master Hammer. Thank you, sir.
Exactly.
All right, give me what you got on the Phils.
It's Wacky Wednesday. It's time to whack, okay? You gotta get rid of.
You say time to whack?
What?
Let's not explore that.
Let's leave that one alone. I think.
Okay, good. Going Sopranos.
Grandmaster Joe on Wacky Wednesday.
All right, Steve, give me some kind of salient Phillies point here.
Grandmaster Hammer, get it right. Come on.
All right, Steve.
Perfection here.
Steve, did you call in just to shine Joe on today? What are we doing here?
All right. Steve, a good call, I suppose. 215-592.
Really? You'd think so, wouldn't you?
94-94. All right. By the way, today when you call in, you got a shot to win a really cool prize. It's a pair of tickets. This is really cool. To see the Eagles and the Packers from the link. So when they play this game in Brazil, the Eagles actually are going to have the doors to the link open. You got to have a pair of tickets. This is the Eagles' official season kickoff watch party, and they're going to house, I don't know how many fans, probably thousands, at the link to watch the Eagles and Packers on these big LED screens. How cool is that? So, that's on the table today at 215-592-9494. You got to answer this question, though, in honor or dishonor of our not-so-fightin' Phils. Because this has been a major bummer. And we're only calling it a bummer for now. It might be a catastrophe in October 1st, but okay. For now, it's a serious bummer. We'll ask you, what was a bummer? Now, let me put one caveat in here. We're not looking for tragedies. We understand there's been major tragedies in the world that far exceed the word bummer. We're not talking about deep, dark, tragic things. We're talking about things like sports, like the Phils losing. It's not tragic.
Like pop culture.
Anything. Yeah. I mean, there's all sorts of ways you can go when you think. Like, let me give you an example. A bummer for me, finding out recently TNT inside the NBA ain't going to have the NBA after one more year. That's a bummer. Like, I love Charles, Jack, Kenny, and Ernie. That, to me, is a bummer. All right. I want everyone to put those thinking caps on and give us great answers. 215-592-9494. A non-tragic bummer. Best answer wins the Eagles-Packers tickets at the link. John, what do you got?
What happened to Yellowstone?
Great.
This is a bummer. Like, I liked it a lot, and I knew it had some problems, but now is this Horizon Saga thing supposed to take the place of Yellowstone? And what is this? He's cutting it up into four movies now? Like, is that just a total disaster? Is this another Waterworld that I'm going to watch Even though, like, I hear going in,
well, you'll watch
terrible,
it anyway. Yeah,
I'll watch it anyway because I'm trying to finish Yellowstone.
Yeah, no, it's a great answer, Devin. Give me an answer. What was a bummer, non-tragic bummer?
I feel like someone's going to say this at some point. The final season of Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
that's a good answer.
And it's really the final two episodes because I feel like they were still strong.
Mm-hmm. I still loved
through
it.
The battle, but then it's just the whole. All right, Seltzer, give me an answer here.
Yeah, that Dave Dombrowski didn't listen to me and make more or bigger trades at the trade deadline. Like I said, he should have. This team needed a jolt. Yep. They needed another bat besides Austin Hayes, who isn't even playing right now. Dave should have done more.
Yeah, that's a really interesting answer. Rhea, give me an answer. A bummer.
This is going to upset everybody in these studios.
Okay.
Top Gun Maverick.
Oh stop. Stop.
That's a horrible,
horrible answer. Worst answer of the day.
It's impossible
to have a worse answer than that.
That's a bigger disgrace than the Phillies last night.
I don't think
and that's
so.
Saying something.
One of the best movies of the
2000s. Mixed up inside of you.
Oh, God, I know that. That's not up for debate.
All right. Give us a great answer. A non-tragic bummer, obviously, on the table today is the Phillies. I mean, we're going to get to some Eagle stuff. But this is a Phillies day. Again, if you're just waking up and didn't see the game last night, it was a debacle. It was over in the first inning. I'd even claim it was over before the Phillies even batted in the first inning, and it shouldn't have been. Should not have been. As bad as Taiwan was, as much as he stinks, and he does stink, and needs to be completely out of this rotation, obviously this is Jake Arrieta all over again. He's done. Guy's done. Okay, I think we know that.
Well,
the team
June 23rd, he had been just sort of lounging around down in AA and doing his thing, rest his blisters.
He's done.
But, and then that's the performance you give us when you're finally back up.
Yeah, he's done.
But I don't want to see him.
But with 27 outs to go after the Phillies were in a 2-0 game hole, the game should not have been done. But it was. They had no life. They had no energy. I mean, there was a play last night. I forget what inning. I don't know. Ball goes to right center or right, whatever the hell it was. Ball gets flipped in. One of the infielders catches it, flips it to the other infielder. It looked to me, that little flip. I'm not trying to make too big a moment about a little, but it looked to me lackadaisical. No effort, no urgency, no sense of purpose, no sense of pride. I mean, that game last night stunk. Let's go to the phone. And by the way, so is the last bunch of weeks. Dan in Philadelphia. What's up, Dan?
Joe, can you do me a favor?
Sure.
Never say go and post goal again.
Let me ask you a question. Is it not PC? Are people allowed to say, I'm going postal?
I am the United States postal worker, okay, Joe?
Well,
we lose it, but we don't normally lose it like that.
Yeah, but somebody did, and a whole genre of workplace frustration was therefore established.
It's actually a scary story. You should read up on it. It happened in Detroit.
No, I'm sure. Look, I'm obviously not trying to make light of it. But
Joe, I know. Hey, Devin, do you drink Leinenkugel?
What I do, yeah.
You do. Do you know you're on TV, like going to commercial when Rojas hit his double last night?
I did know that. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I was trying very hard to look happy with what I mean. That was one of the few good moments from the game.
You get a lot of texts.
Yeah, it was just smile and nods.
I did not notice that.
Joe, she was doing that move where, like, she was pretending the camera wasn't there.
And he's like, see me in my face, yes.
Oh, it seems like you get on camera a lot.
You must know somebody. You must know somebody down there.
Because I've seen
multiple. My guy, Maddie, he's the remote camera.
Okay.
He likes to pick up me.
It's all phony baloney.
That's pretty cool. Like, that's a secret plan.
Well, it's kind of cool, but now the whole thing's been outed. Like, okay.
But I mean...
All right.
I have seen her like probably two other times while watching
games.
There
was a time in the playoffs that was not, because that was the national game. That I was looking really sad.
And Seltzer, you got on FanaVision last year, right?
Yeah, so my buddy John is one of
the... for the love of God.
So he's actually a huge fan of Jack and my pod. So he'll just get Jack and
he's a fan of your podcast, but not our show.
He might like the show, too. I know because of my podcast. What do you want me to say?
I think Jack's... priority should be show
His
one.
His name is John. Shout out to John. Awesome, awesome guy.
All right. Dan, give me a point.
Love John.
Dan, give me a point on the Phillies.
You know what the odd thing is, Joe? You go down there dressed in a costume and they don't put you on the TV.
That's all right, Dan, give me a quick Phillies point.
I just don't understand why we have polar opposite seasons, no matter how good we're doing, almost in every sport. I just want to enjoy a ride once. Yeah. And like, all right, obviously they win the World Series, or you know, they're going to make the playoffs. Great, that's part of the ride. But I mean, can't we just have like a stress-free season for for once. Like they were humming, man. And now they're running out.
It's
of
just
gas.
Not natural. In the
By
grand
the way,
scheme of things.
Remember everyone gave me so much crap that night. Harper and Schwarber got hurt, and I was like, "It feels like this magic ride is over." Like ever since then,
no,
man.
You're right. All right, Dan, give me a great answer. A bummer, non-tragic bummer.
The night your cousin's parents told her she had to take you to a room.
For the love of God. So I guess that would be my aunt and uncle, something like that. What a joke.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.